Good morning. That easterly to southeasterly fetch off of the Atlantic still influencing our weather across interior New York and New England. A stationary front is draped across the central and western part of New York, down through central Pennsylvania, and toward the mid-Atlantic coast. With the front situated close by and the converging winds with the marine layer, we are seeing scattered showers and even a few thunderstorms, especially in central New York, shifting off to the east. So some wet weather to start the day for some folks, especially along the I-90 corridor. With lots of clouds, temperatures are starting off in the upper 40s and lower 50s. We'll see the temperatures climb today with breaks of sunshine up through the 60s and into the 70s. In central parts of New York State into the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills will be closer to 80, while in New England, still under that marine influence, will be closer to the 70-degree mark for afternoon highs. With that front ever so slowly edging our way tonight and tomorrow, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, and a passing shower or thunderstorm cannot be ruled out at pretty much any time. And temperatures tonight will drop down to around 60 and then climb back into the 80s tomorrow as the front pushes through. The humidity levels will be on the rise tomorrow as well, and this is all preceding a stronger area of low pressure which will head in our direction on Friday. A batch of energy diving through the plains will hook up with the moisture coming out of the Gulf of Mexico, and by Friday afternoon we'll have increasing chances for showers. The rain will become steady by Friday evening and even heavy at times during the overnight period with rumbles of thunder. Highs on Friday will be in the lower 70s. As this whole big storm system moves through, the rain will wind down early Saturday morning, but a trough of low pressure or a cool pool of air will linger through the weekend. This will provide us with in-and-out sunshine on Saturday afternoon into the day on Sunday, and we do run the risk at a few scattered showers both days, with highs sliding back into the middle and upper 60s. With that cool pool of air overhead on Monday and Tuesday, we'll continue with the unsettled weather and scattered showers. Otherwise, clouds will be dominant on both days, with highs staying in the middle to upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys into the central and upper Ohio Valley and lower Great Lakes. As low pressure begins to deepen over Mississippi and Tennessee, southerly low-level winds will increase across parts of the Tennessee and Ohio valleys. This will help maintain a moist and unstable air mass across the region with dew points in the mid-60s, allowing for increased instability. Scattered thunderstorms will develop in this environment and are expected to track northeastward into parts of Indiana and Ohio and eventually western Pennsylvania. Enhanced vertical shear will be sufficient for a risk of supercell storms and possibly a few tornadoes in this corridor. Damaging winds and hail will also be possible in the stronger cells through the afternoon and into the evening. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog and 45 degrees with a west wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 7 above 0. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 51 degrees, the dew point 45, 80% relative humidity, a south wind at 18, gusting to 24 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.22 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at San Jose, California, to a low of 10 at Laramie, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with an isolated shower in the upper 60s, Boston mostly cloudy in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 58. The average temperature, 66, that's 9 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rainfall yesterday, 51 hundredths of an inch for the month and 11.46 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees. The average low, 46. The record high, 93, set in 1900, and the record low, 30, in 1996. Sunrise this morning was at 5:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:10 p.m., 14 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the 70s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower or storm tonight and lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm today, and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower or storm tonight, and lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm today, with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower or storm tonight and lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower or storm tonight and lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower or storm tonight and lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, more humidity, still the risk of a few showers or thunderstorms and highs right around 80. Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms becoming more numerous on Friday afternoon and into the evening, highs in the lower 70s. Leftover rain showers Saturday morning, then partly sunny Saturday afternoon with just an isolated shower possible, upper 60s. And still the risk of a few showers Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy skies and highs staying in the middle to upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.